All right, episode 465 with Sarah Banta is brought to you by Extremist Ramcore Cookware. If you guys have not checked this out before, it's the only stuff that Kate and I use to cook all of our food in. It's chemical-free, non-toxic, non-heavy metal. Doesn't leach anything into the food. Made organically. It's the best stuff ever to cook with. Check it out in our store. And we're also brought to you by the Barf World Raw Dog Food. Great, great stuff. Maggie and Charlie love this diet. Their energy is endless. Their coats are shiny. They have endless energy and they have perfect digestion. It's all because they eat raw dog food and raw pet food. And Barf World is an amazing diet to put your dogs on if you want them to live a long, healthy, disease-free life and be your best friend forever. It's got a perfect balance of pH with the bone included in with the muscle meat as well as the organ meat. So it's an incredible diet for your dog. Check it out in our store as well, or you can check both of those products out, the Barf World Raw Diet and the Ceramcore Cookware at extremehealthradio.com/465, and there'll be links to those two products on that page. And they're also both in our store as well. So go pick up those products today. Okay, Sarah Banta, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, Justin. This is really a real treat. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I found out about you from a former guest, Ken Rolla. And is he a friend of yours?
He found me on the internet. He saw my accelerated silver and is familiar with the technology and loved the supplement and sends people to me all the time. I'm just intrigued by him. He blows me away with his knowledge.
Isn't he a fascinating guy?
Fascinating. I could listen to your interview with him over and over again and still learn more.
You know, it's interesting. When I spoke with him, the thing that stuck out with me is what he was talking about. I still can't wrap my mind around it.
Right.
Something about the black holes in the center of the room. I forget what he said about that.
But yeah. I just trust him. And
yeah.
I'm so flattered that he's found me and really trusts me in what I have.
Have you got to meet him in person or no?
No. We've tried and it didn't happen.
He comes out here every now and then, I think. So we're trying to connect up with him too, but he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
So I was reading your story on your website, and you sound like you have a pretty fascinating story yourself.
Yeah.
Tell people about that.
I come here in humility. I think anyone in this area probably has had some health issues themselves or loved ones. They don't just choose this lifestyle. They don't just choose this path. I mean, if we could all eat junk and crap all day
long.
Wouldn't
that be nice?
And feel great, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
So I was a go-getter, type A personality, went to Stanford, always focused on my grades, athlete, road crew and played volleyball in high school and loved, it just was focused on the end game,
yeah,
essentially. And fast forward to, I always knew my gut wasn't processing food the way everyone else was.
Even as in college?
Looking back, yes.
Wow.
Looking back, yes. I just was very picky with foods, and it was probably, I was trying to self regulate what was going to make me feel good or not.
Were you doing a lot of, at the time, like macronutrients like carbs and protein? You know how people cut and all that?
I knew the carbs and the gluten wasn't agreeing with me, but I really didn't have enough knowledge to know which direction to go.
Wow.
So, long story short, fast forward, got into the stock market business, which was fun and exciting, not good for my personality.
Yeah.
Then went to real estate.
Not good for anybody's personality.
Right. Well, I married a stockbroker. So
oh, okay. Well, it works for him then.
He takes care of it. Went on to real estate, which is not my thing. Had three babies.
Uh-huh.
And that's when, you know, those little suckers take every piece of nutrient out of you. And after the third one, I hit rock bottom. And
really?
I could tell that my body was depleted. Looking back, I had leaky gut and just on the verge of Crohn's disease, hormonal issues, thyroid issues, you name it, I had it.
How long ago was the third, or how?
So she's 10 years old now.
Okay. And so how long in between children did you have?
2 years.
Each,
they're 2 years apart.
Okay.
So I was pregnant most of the time with only a couple months in between of not being pregnant or having a newborn.
Wow.
So it was a tough time, and it definitely, I mean, you talk to any new mom and it's very, depleting.
Yeah.
Essentially. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Right. But still, it's such a huge drain on your, especially since before you said you, you knew you weren't assimilating nutrients and things, and to go to know that going into three pregnancies, that's
And that's so tough. I was really lucky at that time. I went Western medicine, tubes up me, around me, and down me. They could not tell me anything. And I was like, this is bull. I can't, this is not where my answers are. Found an alternative practitioner who does biofeedback, which is amazing. And within 10 minutes, he pinpointed exactly what was wrong with me. And all, and we essentially were peeling an onion of getting rid of one problem, and then another one would show up. And that included, like I said, digestive issues, IBS, Crohn's disease, on the verge of Crohn's disease. I hadn't quite got there, thank goodness.
Wow.
Menstrual issues, thyroid issues, heavy metals. I was loaded in lead, mercury, and aluminum.
Oh my gosh.
And
did you do, what kind of testing for that did you do?
I did the urine testing.
Okay.
Where you collected, and it's, that's not a fun process.
Yeah.
so fast forward to then I go to this alternative facility that's treating mostly cancer patients, and was doing an IV treatment for the heavy metals.
Okay.
So there I am, and I see this scalar silver, and that's where I got in touch with what it is, and didn't really, you know, I used it when I was sick or when the kids were sick, or, but really then put it back on the shelf and didn't understand the power of it.
Yeah.
Fast forward to my son, my oldest, who's now 14. He was 9 years old, and his skin was looking yellow. He was not feeling well. His grades were going down, complaining about a 20-minute swim lesson. I don't know any boy that doesn't have the energy for a 20-minute swim lesson.
Especially at 9 years old.
At 9 years old.
Yeah.
And he, we took him to get his blood done by the Western doctor. And then we got a live blood cell test.
Where
you put
really?
The blood underneath the microscope.
Okay.
And it was sticky, extremely acidic, and I can show you those videos.
Yeah, maybe we'll put, in post-production, we'll put the video, video of that.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll put that up like right around now.
Yeah, so that is, the cells are very, they look like donut holes.
Gosh, at 9 years old.
At 9 years old. And mind you, I thought I was feeding him pretty well. I was probably doing 90% of what I'm doing now with him.
Really?
Better than most kids were getting. You know, we were doing vegetables. We were doing pretty much organic. We were doing
good stuff.
Good stuff. So when I saw his blood, I started crying because I sat there and thought, well, what more can I do?
Was this your, is he your third?
No, he's my oldest.
He's your first.
He's
okay.
My first. So 9 years old, the blood not only was anemic, it was nutritionally deficient, extremely acidic. And then you'll see that the cells aren't moving.
So what kind of symptoms did he have other than just being really tired all the time?
Headaches, just not
general,
there.
Not feeling
just,
well.
Yeah. Not really there. Not my son.
Golly, and that's crazy.
Then you switch to another screen and the cells had spikes on them. And those were cancer cells.
Well, so what does it look like? I'm, you know, in post-production, we'll put them on there so I can't see them now.
Yeah.
But are they spikes coming off the membrane?
So the video I have of his blood, you won't see the cancer cells. You'll just see the very sick cells that are look like donut holes, and then they're stacked together. And that's very acidic blood.
Okay.
And then it's not moving. So any virus, bacteria, fungus, parasite, candida, cancer will thrive in that environment.
It just loves
acidic
it.
Environments to survive.
Low oxygen, not move, stagnant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when she showed me the other picture of his blood where it was looked like spikes, it looks like stars. And you could Google it and see what those cells look like. She said, Sarah, he is on the verge of leukemia. And if you don't do something about this now, we will be talking about leukemia within a year.
Whoa. And this was your natural doctor, live blood cells?
This was the live blood cell practitioner. And then my natural practitioner confirmed he did not want to scare me, but leave it to the lady who was extremely blunt to tell me exactly what was going on.
So did your son hear any of this?
He did, but he just looks at me and goes, well, I will never forget this. He looks at me as I'm trying to hold back tears.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mom, but you're going to fix me.
Wow.
He goes, I'm not worried. And he goes, why are you crying? You're going to fix me.
Wow.
And I said, you're right. I'm going to. I'm going to figure out how to do this.
Yeah. You can't forget a moment like that.
No.
Yeah.
So we went home and we started silver. I cleaned up the accelerated silver.
So at this point, you had the silver, but didn't understand the power of it. Or didn't use
correct.
It very often.
Okay. And I had started buying it by the case because I had friends and family that wanted to try it as well. And so I just started buying it by the case, not selling it, just giving it away. And then I started really needing it, obviously. And so Jackson was taking it throughout the day. And I started taking it throughout the day.
So how come you sort of defaulted? A lot of people default to like the Gerson therapy or doing juicing. So what made you go for the silver first?
Well, we're talking 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
My education wasn't there yet. I wasn't there yet.
So you just knew how great this stuff was and had it.
Exactly. And I knew a couple other immune boosters and started doing the right thing for eating and drinking. Funny thing is it was actually my daughter that got us to start juicing, which is a whole nother story.
Oh my gosh, how funny. That's great.
I always laugh that God literally gave me a family of five with completely different issues. We have all different, very, very different constitutions.
Really?
And very different issues. So I had to figure out how to solve all these different issues.
Yeah.
But going back to my son, we did his blood. We did the silver for a year, went back and got his blood redone. And not only were the cancer cells gone, but the anemia was gone. The nutritional deficiencies were gone. The blood was oxygenated. The dark cells were just happy and plump and separated.
Round. Yeah.
And anyone who has never seen live blood would know this looks sick and this looks healthy.
Right.
It's very black and white.
But obviously we can't say that silver does anything to cancer. We just want to make that clear.
Very clear.
Yeah. This is just your experience.
This is my experience.
Yeah.
And then, but the most shocking video was when she said, okay, Jackson, I want you to take a sip of silver right now and we're going to retest you. So 1 minute after taking the accelerated silver. And the blood is literally racing off the page. It's completely oxygenated and moving and flushing things out and detoxing.
So it actually, I mean, how quickly does that get into the blood?
Within 30 seconds.
That's amazing.
So you leave it in your mouth and that's how it gets in through into your blood through the membranes in your mouth.
Oh, like people do sublingual, things like that.
You can even swish it around your mouth for canker sores, for gum disease, gingivitis, any inflammation. Gargle with it for a sore throat. Put it in your ear for ear infections.
We'll have to give some to Kate for her sore throat.
Absolutely. That would be good. Get her back.
So I have to ask you, when you did the silver, you said for a year, what kind of protocol, how often and how much per day were you giving him? And does that change if he were an adult? Could he do more than that?
You cannot overdose on it. And so let me explain the difference between my silver and colloidal or ionic silvers.
Okay.
Colloidal silver and ionic silver is real silver. And it only has a 6% penetration into the cells.
No matter how small they claim.
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. I mean, maybe some can get a little more, but that is what has been shown.
Okay.
And not only that, but if you ingest too much, you can build up a silver residue. And remember, I was extremely loaded in heavy metals.
Okay.
Mercury, the aluminum and the lead. So I'm the last person that's going to put a heavy metal in my body.
Right, right.
Because it definitely was damaging my brain and the rest of me. Wow. So you could actually drink the whole bottle of accelerated silver because what happens with that is it's actually distilled water that has memorized the signature of silver through scalar technology.
So is there any actual silver ions or particles in it?
There might be one or two little ones, very small. It's referenced. You'll see on the bottle, it'll say referenced at ppm, which means that there's actually not silver in there. It's a memorized distilled water frequency situation where then when you swallow it, dissipates into a gas. So colloidal silver stays as a liquid, only has a 6% penetration. Mine goes into your system, dissipates into a gas, has a full 100% penetration into the cell.
So is it the same as homeopathic?
You can say it acts that way a little bit. The amazing part is it's a self-perpetuating pulse rate within the silver. And because of that, it never dies. You can find a bottle that has been on the shelf for 10 years and go, oh, wonder if this stuff still works. And it has the exact same amount of power. Goes through the x-ray machines at the airport.
How does that, get affected by
it? And it does not at all. Sit in your hot car in Southern California all summer long, totally fine.
So is it in, how is it stored? Is it in glass?
It's in a brown bottle. It's plastic, but it does not leak.
Wow, that's so crazy. So it's almost like what people would understand to be a homeopathic silver.
Yes.
But it's a little different because it uses scalar. I know Ken Rolla talks about scalar technology. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But so he talks all about what that is. But so they use, so when they create the silver, is it a regular colloidal silver to start with, and then they apply scalar technology to it?
They take a, yes.
Kind of.
Okay. And they spin it and
I know it's proprietary, so you can't really divulge too much.
But yes. And you and I could drink a whole bottle. You could give it to an infant and it'll clean them out, but it won't have any buildup in your body. It's totally safe. I've been giving it to my kids since they were, well, Jackson, let's see, he was 9. So my youngest was at the time 5, and she was giving herself her own silver. And yes, there were mornings where she would finish like a half a bottle and I'd be upset because she's wasting my money.
It's so expensive.
Like, okay. You're actually my silver. That's the amazing part. It's a fourth of the cost of any of the colloidal silvers out there.
Really?
So if you go to Mother's Market or a health food store and get a 4-ounce bottle of colloidal silver, it usually is about $25 to $35
for about 4 ounces.
For
25. Golly, that's a lot.
So mine is a 16-ounce bottle for $35.
So what would someone, how would someone take it?
You do about a capful or a half a tablespoon.
Half a tablespoon.
Half a tablespoon would be a serving. Swish around your mouth. I do it about 4 to 7 times a day.
Just for maintenance now?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I saw the video of what it does when it's raised, the cells are literally oxygenated and racing off the page. That's when I increased the amount and I felt I could have run a marathon. This is before any of the other supplements, the keto or the ketogenic diet,
which I want to get into a little bit of that. Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I feel superhuman compared to, a year prior where I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. You know, they call it pregnancy brain.
Yeah.
But all of those neurons started firing again. And then, so we've got the accelerated silver that we're all focused on, but then there is accelerated gold and platinum. And anyone can Google the benefits of a colloidal gold or a colloidal platinum.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about those.
Just know that the accelerated version is 20 times more effective because the absorption rate is 100% versus only 6%.
So it's about the same with the platinum and the gold?
Yep.
Is that, and that's just because there's, with the colloidal, it's more of a physical,
yes,
and not necessarily outgassing or whatever.
Yes. So it's a physical... It's a physical molecule that is too large for your cells to absorb.
So what happens? It floats around in the bloodstream and never makes it inside the cell? Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Okay.
I can talk about the collagen, but there's a whole bunch of supplements that don't work because of the absorption, right?
That's a big deal.
If you don't get absorption, then what good is it doing to you? So then comes along my daughter, who is anemic, who I was anemic all of my life, eating all the right foods, all the right supplements. My iron stores never got up, and same with my daughter. And so I start doing the silver when Jackson
had great results.
Yeah, so we started doing that more. I got my iron checked again. Within 2 months, my iron was within normal range. So all of my life, no moving of the dial on my iron stores.
Wow.
And as soon as I added the silver in, and what happens is it's opening the cells up to allow the absorption of the nutrients come in, whether it's iron,
food,
whatever you're doing. I mean, your green drinks and your juicing, great to take the silver when you're doing that.
That's interesting.
It really oxygenates the blood and makes everything work that much more efficiently.
So it helps to open up the membrane of the cell. And then, because obviously people are doing different diets. Some people are just eating McDonald's. But even if they ate McDonald's, yes, there's some nutrition, yes, somewhere that they're obviously getting.
So
that would help.
The thing about the silver, I always say it is amazing for the elite athlete in the Olympics. It's amazing for the guy that's going to fast food 3 times a day. It's across the board. It cannot hurt anybody, and it can only help. If I could take one thing to a deserted island, it would be the silver.
You know, it's so funny about silver. It's like when you get it, I know at least the kinds I've tried at the health food store, it just seems like water. It seems very, very similar to just drinking or consuming some kind of water. And so I often wonder, because I did this with, I took some Ormus Gold one time, and it just was like, it felt like it was water.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, I don't know, but obviously I don't have any of the microscopes or anything, but, that's so interesting. So you took the silver, and then 2 months later you got your iron checked.
Yep.
And
now I actually have to be careful with having it too high.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So what would that be called? Is that called something different if you have too much iron?
I'm sure there's a name for it.
Some kind of...
It's never been off. I don't think it would ever get too high, but I'm definitely on the higher end of the chart. Same with my daughter. My daughter was the kind of girl that you'd have to peel off the couch to get her dressed, to ride her bike around the block. Now her energy, she's a whole nother story. She's had asthma, allergies, the anemia. And she, this last summer, did the Junior Guards Ironman, which is a 6-mile run, 2-mile ocean swim.
Wow.
Unheard of for her. I mean, it's an amazing thing for everybody. But the fact that she did it, my son can do it all day long. He'll probably, that's his thing.
But now he can.
Now he can. I didn't even mention. So now he's a water polo player at practice until 9 o'clock at night every night.
Water polo is intense.
He does not ever get sick. He has not had the common cold or a sore throat since being 9.
And that's pretty amazing, because a lot of people talk about all the chlorine that's in water and the damaging effects of the antibiotics that are, you know, in the water, stuff like that.
Yes.
So for him to expose himself to so many hours of that and it's such an intense sport.
Yeah.
For him to be
down.
Yeah.
And he's been around a ton of sick kids, and just in school in general. He's funny. He'll come home and say, "Mom, do I sound sniffly?" Because he doesn't even know what it feels like to be sick anymore.
Wow.
He hasn't been sick since 9.
Wow.
And it's pretty... It's
not
pretty
even a
awesome.
Cold or anything?
No. My kids have not been on antibiotics, have not missed any school in the last couple of years.
Have they, back in the day, before you knew what you know now, were they vaccinated in the whole 9 yards?
So
all of that stuff?
They were vaccinated. This is another interesting story. They were vaccinated until my oldest was 4.
Okay.
So that's probably part of the reason Jackson had a weaker immune system. My youngest, people who know her, who is vaccinated the least, say that there's this spark about her and this clarity in her eyes that the other two don't have.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of detoxing because of it and what we know now. What happened was, I have a very dear friend who has a daughter who started getting 25 seizures a day after her DPT shot.
Oh my gosh.
And she's
so
the exact
horrible.
Same age as my youngest. So as soon as I saw that happen, I said, okay, I need to educate myself. I don't know. All I know is that I'm stopping right now. But,
it's scary though, isn't it?
It's very scary.
Yeah.
It's a very touchy subject.
People are very polarized about it.
Yeah, and I try to stay away from talking too much about it. However, I know for our family, it was definitely something that was also, looking back, actually, Jackson had an adverse reaction to the MMR shot.
Oh,
at
really?
15 months. Very severe with this rash just kind of overcame his body.
How long after did he have that?
Oh, the day after.
The same day?
Yeah.
Like, and within hours then?
Within hours. And you literally saw this rash just kind of start going everywhere. And I remember taking him to the doctor, and the doctor had no clue what it was what to do. And he said, oh, he's probably allergic to eggs. Well, the kid eats 5 eggs every morning now. So that wasn't it, obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was...
How long ago was he? Did that happen?
So that was... He's now 14. So that was when he was only a little over 1 year old.
So it was about 13
years ago.
So at that time, were you nervous about... Because I don't think it was this big of a deal with vaccinations back then.
I had no idea.
Okay.
No, I raised my white flag. I was microwaving food. I was microwaving breast milk. I was doing all the wrong things.
Wow.
And so I'm sure a lot of my kids' health issues is my doing, and then me now having to reverse them.
Unravel a lot of that.
Unravel. But I thank God every day for all of them, because all of them have had issues where they now understand the importance of eating properly, taking their silver, taking their probiotics, taking whatever supplements and vitamins they need to take. They don't question me. They're amazing when it comes to all of that. And how do you teach a kid to not eat that, don't eat that, don't eat that, if they don't really feel the difference?
Yeah, they burn right through it, right?
Yeah. I mean, some kids, or they don't know what it feels like to feel good, because they've only had the poor diet, but nothing so severe that caused them to change it.
Right.
A lot more kids nowadays are having allergies, and gluten is definitely more on people's radar. But the silver has been a savior to so many kids, just as far as allergies and rashes and acne. Oh my goodness. the teenagers.
Can you apply it topically? Yes.
So I have a Skin Flex supplement or product that is scalar. It's the accelerated silver, gold, and copper. Copper is good for elasticity of the skin. The gold is good for scarring. And the silver then is the antibiotic.
So say that again. So the copper is good for the elasticity of the skin.
Yes.
The gold is good for scarring.
And brown spots.
And so you can apply those topically. And what did you say?
The silver is the natural antibiotic killing the bacteria in the skin.
Isn't that interesting?
So teenagers love it, because they spray it on as they're getting their puberty.
Hormones and
all that stuff.
Wow. So get a little bit closer to the mic if you can.
Sorry.
Yeah. Or you can bring it closer to you as well. So your husband and all of this, was he along for the ride? Was he, cause a lot of times people watching and listening are really into something, and then their husband or wife is not. And it creates this kind of friction.
Yes. And no, there definitely was that. I do always say God put my father and my husband in my life to make sure I know what I'm talking about, because they're my biggest critics.
Okay.
But God bless him. He's on board 100%.
That's
now,
great.
And he's walking the walk. But every step, every new thing that I brought in, he questioned it. He got nervous about our son and said, well, should we be taking him to a real doctor? Should we be doing this or that? And I just kind of smiled and kept doing what I'm doing. And essentially, you're right. A lot of people are not on board. Women tend to go in this direction quicker. Mm-hmm. But what I tell them is, start doing it. Your husbands are going to see how you're doing, how you're feeling, the changes in you.
Energy levels, everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge difference. And my husband feels it. He's changed his ways completely, and it's been amazing for the whole family.
Gosh, that's so good, isn't it?
Yeah, it really makes a big difference. And even my father, who's, in his 70s, and it's hard for people to change, right?
Right.
He's he's hard for even that age group. He's a tough cookie.
He's a tough nut to crack.
Yep. And he's partially cracked. He's cracked enough to make me happy at least where he's doing what I'm asking him to do. And
that's awesome.
But he still goes to his doctor, which I want him to,
because
that's where he feels comfortable. Mm-hmm. But you know, and there's a way to do both. There's a place for it. You know, if people call me and say, I have strep, and I say, well, the silver kills strep throat. They'll say, well, I got the antibiotic. I said, great. Do the silver anyways. It'll make the antibiotic work better.
Yeah.
And it's true. And then I'll say, make sure you're doing your probiotic.
Yeah.
And so the other thing is I have a whole gentle detox and rebuilding program where essentially the silver's cleaning out your blood. I've got a detox powder that goes through your intestines and clears out the bad parasites and the bad bugs, helps with digestion, balancing the whole digestive system.
Wow.
Soaks up the alcohol poisoning if people drink that night.
Tend to do a little too much alcohol.
So then there's the no hangover the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Helps with constipation and regularity in general. So if you tend to be one way, it'll balance you back to the middle. If you tend to be the other way, it'll balance you that way. All organic ingredients. So those two things are cleaning your whole body out, because when you're taking the silver and you're flushing out the cells and all the toxins.
More in the blood, right?
Right.
Okay.
So those then, your kidneys and your liver are your filters. So you need, those are going to be burdened a bit by trying to filter the toxins out that you've killed through the silver.
Okay.
Well, the detox powder soaks up all those toxins and bypasses your liver and your kidneys and takes it through your intestines.
So that'd be an interesting thing to do like once a year, do you think?
I do it every day.
Oh, the whole cleanse, the whole system?
Well, the silver and the detox powder, there's no reason. You just do a teaspoon of detox powder at night, chug it before bed.
Yeah, I guess it's like you could do it in maintenance kind of thing.
Totally.
That's a good idea.
And then, you know, once to three times a year, there is a full liver flush that I do.
Okay.
Where we actually flush out stones, and you see them in the bathroom the next morning, and there's hundreds of them, and they just look like green peas. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, those were in my liver. How did my liver function? Because everything's metabolized in there.
Especially if there's like hundreds. People say there's hundreds of them.
Oh, there's thousands. There's thousands in you. And in the people that are healthy, there's thousands.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, the people that are healthy, like you and I and other people, I mean, I didn't start getting switched on to this until I was 27. So,
right.
27 years of eating bonbons and Twinkies, you know, I mean, it's taking its toll.
Exactly.
For sure. And then people sometimes don't get into it till they're 60, 70. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole lifetime of gummed up sort of system.
Yeah. Back to, wanted to touch on the gold and the platinum real quick. Gold is really good for calming the brain down, increasing IQ, anxiety, depression, circulation.
Interesting.
And then the platinum was new to me about a year and a half ago, and it turns the brain on fire. It's like, whew, it's got the synapses going and your memory and your focus and your concentration. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And same technology as the silver.
So it's scalar. So it's homeopathic or what people would understand. And then,
yes.
So it's the same technology. Are the prices the same?
The silver's 35 and the gold and the platinum are 45.
Okay.
So just a little more, but still very cheap for what it is.
So if someone took, the recommended dose, how long would that 35 last one person?
Probably about 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. So almost 2 months.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
No.
I was going to say, if you said a month, I'd be like, okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah. No. And I always say if someone's on a budget and they're wanting to make it last, I'd rather them do a smaller dose more frequently.
Okay.
So it's in your system longer. And then there's obviously a cumulative effect. So the longer you've been on it, the better or the more effect it will have and the less you will need with time. You know, there's periods of times where I end up getting to it only 3 times a day. And then there's times where, you know, I was at a party, people are coughing all over me. I take it more.
Take it more often.
Yeah.
Can you, we have a little, nebulizer at home. We have one of those Omron things.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yes.
It's so cool. Cause the one that we have is battery operated, so you don't have to plug it in. It barely makes any noise.
Nice.
So you can take it on planes and things. Can you nebulize this
Absolutely.
Stuff? Does that make it more powerful?
It does. So if you have pneumonia, bronchitis, any lung function issue, it will clear it right out. So we had, speaking of my daughter, we had that nebulizer, that exact same one, on our kitchen counter constantly because she was always sick.
Wow.
Always sick. Someone would cough, she'd get pneumonia. I mean, she had the worst immune system. And so we would do that constantly, especially during the fall and the winter. She was on that thing almost every day.
Really?
And now we don't need it, which is awesome.
But so she just takes it internally.
She just takes it internally. She actually has not had an allergy or asthma attack in a very long time. I mean, there were nights where I was watching her breathe because I didn't know if she was going to take her next breath.
Oh my gosh.
So this is when, you know, I've got my one son who is just trying to keep him alive. And then my daughter just trying to keep her breathing. And then ironically, who's the one that's healthy is my youngest.
Really?
Imagine that. So
that kind of doesn't seem logical, right?
Well,
all the nutrients being depleted from the mother,
except for she was not vaccinated as much. And she also, by that time, I had improved what I was doing with the kids.
Okay. So you were doing more with her.
I was doing more with her, but she just has a really strong constitution in general.
Gosh, that's great.
But we've had issues later on in her life. So
how old is she now?
She's 10.
Okay.
So moving forward, then I was introduced to a liquid bile cell collagen, which was really cool. And it's the only collagen that has clinical studies that has been proven to increase your collagen and hyaluronic acid levels over 8,000% in 1 month. So that's another something that I have and that I swear by.
So liquid collagen. So like this morning I had, maybe we're going to have to do another show on ketogenic because this is too fascinating. But so this morning I had my little morning. So I put about 4 ounces of coffee and some mushroom tea and I had my collagen. It's like organic, you know, the powder.
Yeah.
So how are you getting a liquid collagen?
So most collagens are manufactured by one company and just branded out.
Okay.
The owner of that company had a daughter, and the daughter wanted to improve on the product. So she formulated this liquid collagen where they broke down the molecular size of the collagen. There's type 1, 2, and 3 of collagen. Your body needs all three types.
Three types of collagen?
Yes.
Okay.
So check what type you have. But type 2...
Will it say on the bag?
It should.
Okay.
Type 2 collagen is the only type that will convert into type 1 and type 3.
So okay, so let me... Type 2 is the only type that will convert from type into type 1 and type 3.
So you're going to cover all your bases.
So you want type 2.
You want type 2.
Okay.
Unless it has all three.
Okay.
And then the other thing is a lot of collagens come from beef or from some synthetic form where your body doesn't know what it is. So it goes in and your body says, well, I don't know what to do with this. And it spits it right out. Or the molecule size is too large, just as we were talking about the silver, mm-hmm. where it does not absorb into the cells. And it just gets passed by. So this has, it increases your collagen level by 8,000% in 1 month. So the absorption rate is much, much higher than any other collagen. So I fast forward to last year. I was going pretty well. Kids are pretty healthy, feeling
pretty
good. Everyone's doing great. I'm in my car with my daughter, Michaela, who's at the time 11.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting in a stop sign, and I get rear-ended at 50 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
My head right here is a scar that was down to the bone, 4 layers of stitches, hit the steering wheel, no airbag. And it was just bleeding like this. Horrific for my daughter to see.
And she was in the driver's or
in the passenger seat.
So did you have an airbag and it just didn't deploy?
No, according to the car, it wasn't supposed to because of the way of the impact, which I think a lot of women do is sit too close to the steering wheel.
Okay.
So when I hit right here on the steering wheel. So there I am at Hoke Hospital, and he gives me an antibiotic. He stitches me up, gives me the antibiotic to put on it orally and to put it on topically. And
no concussion?
Well, I didn't think so.
Okay.
That will come. So here I am. I said, okay, God, this is me putting my stuff to the test because I threw that antibiotic away. I put the silver right on topically. I put the liquid collagen on topically and drank it like it was water. And silver collagen, putting it on.
Is the silver, is it like a gel? Because there's some silvers that are like a gel. Is that how you did it?
Well, I do have that as well.
Okay.
But no, I just took it, the water, and sprayed it on, essentially.
Oh, okay.
And it just dries really, really nicely.
Wow.
And then the collagen does come in a serum that you can put on topically, but then it comes in the oral drink.
Oh, okay. So you did, two different kinds of topicals, and then actually you took both of those internally as well.
Yeah. So I go to the doctor for my checkup, and he goes, well, this is healing nicely. I think he was giving himself a big pat on his back for his stitching, and I'm just laughing. And, you know, I never took the antibiotic, never had an issue with an infection or anything. It was just, it was amazing. Then you were asking about concussion. So in the beginning, you're flying high. You're sitting there going, okay, well, what do I have to do tomorrow? I have to go to the market. I have to do this. And it's like, life's just going to keep going. And then it smacks you in the head and goes, no, life is not going to keep going.
Yeah.
And after a couple of weeks, the anxiety, the depression, the memory, all going away.
Really?
I couldn't remember.
2 weeks later.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the combination to my safe. I couldn't remember. I forgot to wash the shampoo out of my hair. I'd start writing a market list, and item two would, I'd start crying because I couldn't remember. And it was freaking me out because I knew what my brain activity used to be and then what it is. And oh my gosh, if it's like this now, what's it going to be like?
Yeah,
in a
when
year
you're 70 or even 70 or
yeah,
I mean, you'd be
exactly
gone.
So ironically, that's then when the exogenous ketones came into my life and the keto, and where I was reading all of this about the brain and how it helps heal the brain and reduces inflammation and all of that. And I started taking it, and it was amazing. I did have a concussion.
I did.
And my brain activity is higher today than it was before my accident. It's higher today than it was when I was in college. I mean, I wish I could go back and do all my studies again.
Oh, man.
It'd be
much easier.
Much easier. But it's, you know, a lot of people look at the ketogenic diet for weight loss. And that was not my purpose. I wanted to see what it could do for my brain. And then also physical. I mean, like you, I like to work out. And my physical activity is so much higher. I can do so much more, but then the neat thing is too, you don't need to do much more. But back to my brain and the healing between the silver and the keto and being on a ketogenic diet, the oxygen to my brain is increased. And then also when you're in keto, your oxygen utilization is much more efficient. So you're not needing as much more. So I've got extra oxygen from the silver, but not even needing as much. And so there's this whole synergistic effect.
So when you had the car accident, were you already eating keto?
No. That's where it literally came into my life three weeks later.
Wow.
There was no coincidence.
I mean, isn't that amazing that maybe that happened so that you could learn about ketogenic diet?
When you look back, when I look back at my whole history and journey, there was a reason for all of it, because if I didn't have my issues, I wouldn't have been able to help my kids. And then back to my youngest, who seemed to be the healthiest, her issues were more of focus and concentration.
Oh, okay.
So guess who out of all three of my kids jumped on the keto the quickest?
The one that needed it the most.
She put it herself on it, and she's doing fantastic.
So as a kid, your youngest is 10 now.
Yeah.
And at what point did she get into the keto? Or a year ago?
At 9. Yeah.
At 9. Okay. So at 9, did she do it willingly?
Oh, back to my husband, this was one of those things where he said, the kids are not doing this. And I said, okay, fine.
For the keto.
Right.
About the keto, did Jenny?
And I backed off and didn't say anything. And she found it herself. She started doing it herself. And I didn't stop her, but I didn't say, you need to. And I just said, I would check in and see, so do you feel any different? How do you feel? And she can concentrate better. Her mood is much more even. She's the entertainer of the family, jumping, mm-hmm. doing cartwheels and dancing for everybody.
The ham.
But she can definitely crash, and there's a lot more evenness to her behavior because of it. I had a friend that was so funny last, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. It's a friend of my son's, actually told my son at school, said, "Gosh, I've been less impulsive. I tried this drink that your mom gave my mom, and I'm not jumping out of my skin at school, and I haven't gotten in trouble." And it was pretty cool.
Wow.
So yeah, no, there's definitely major benefits for kids. I've got a client who's had, not only migraine headaches, but also seizures. And she was on a ton of medication for the seizures. She weaned herself off all of them without her doctor knowing, which I wouldn't recommend, but she did the keto and got herself off all of her medications for seizures. And she feels like she can actually see the world the way everyone else can.
So she hasn't had a seizure?
No.
Since being off the medication?
If she has, it's much, much less than before.
Wow.
And she's able to function a lot more.
We were talking with Dr. DeAgostino a couple of days ago, and he was saying that that's how the keto originally got into vogue, was studying through seizures. And he was saying that on the show that they're, one of the next testings that they're going to do is keto combined with CBD oil, because that obviously has such a tremendous impact on seizures as well. So he was saying, I'm really excited to look at the science, but he was saying that he thinks that the combination of those two things are going to be incredible.
I agree. I actually, there's the commonalities with their effectiveness are amazing. And I actually have a friend who has an autistic boy, and she said to me, she said, "We're going to try the CBD before we try the keto." And I, you know, you just step back and say, okay, which it is. You probably don't want to put both at one time, because then you don't know what's doing what.
And it might be too much all at once of a change.
But they're really seeing a lot of amazing success with the kids and the ADHD, autism. And there's this whole gray area of kids where they're kind of on the spectrum, but maybe not. But just learning disabilities or having trouble in school.
Speech issues.
Mm-hmm. And they just don't know how to diagnose them because they're not fitting into a box. And this is really helping a lot of kids and adults.
So what kind of diet were you following before keto?
I was low carb. I was pretty much paleo.
Okay.
So this is really what's new and different about this is obviously adding in more healthy fats, which has been great. And I feel so much better.
Uh-huh. Do you find it's too much on your liver? Do you ever get any liver stress or anything?
No.
Well, you do the cleanses, too.
I do the cleanses, but I do, if people say that there's initially a gurgling, maybe for some people in their stomach, and that means that it is clearing out the gallbladder and the liver, which is good news. I just say, take it slow and don't add in the extra fat quite yet. Just take it slow and maybe do a half a dose, and that half a dose in the afternoon, or just start out with a half a dose a day. There are different formulas where one has MCT oil and the other two don't. So the other two pretty much go down like water, and there's not an issue.
The one with the oil.
The MCT oil. I like the MCT oil one because I think it has a more calming effect on the brain. It's also great for hormonal balance. They all are, but I personally think for females especially who tend to have this fear of fat, they're at least getting their body used to having a little more fat. The other neat thing, and Dr. Dom, I don't know if he talked to you about this. I've been listening to him for over a year.
Isn't he the coolest guy? Such a humble guy. Just super... He's super smart.
Oh. I know. I could listen to him for hours.
Need to get him and Ken Rolla together and have a little conversation. Smart off.
Exactly. No.
He's great.
But it for women, it helps balance their hormones. Uh-huh. And it can bring people that are in premenopause having hot flashes, take away the hot flashes. It can actually help people have babies who have fertility issues. I had a client who had issues getting pregnant.
Really?
And she stopped trying, but then surprise.
Really?
Got
How
pregnant.
Long has she been on the,
she was only on it for 2 months. and it regulated her a menstrual cycle.
You know, it's interesting. A close friend of mine, a doctor, who was talking to me about the same exact product that you're talking about, the Prove It, the ketones.
Yes.
She was saying that she had been following a ketogenic diet for a long time, for years. And she said that she tested her blood and tested her urine, could never get into ketosis.
Uh-huh.
And she would say, I said, what, like, are you cheating? Like, what are your cheats? She said, my cheat is like, once a week, I'll have two or three blackberries.
Yeah.
That's my cheat. And I cannot get into ketosis.
Right.
Until I took this Prove It ketones. And I've never taken them. But so she was talking to me about it, and she just said, it's the most amazing thing, because once you are in that state, it's like your mind is sharp. You're feeling good, yeah. And you're saying your hormones are regulating, and that's amazing.
So it's not only just hormone. Oh, well, so for men, as they age, they lose testosterone and human growth hormone. It increases those right back up. Now, for women, if you're high in testosterone, it's going to balance that down. If you're high in estrogen, it's going to balance that down. It's not going to turn me into a man and raise my testosterone.
Uh-huh.
So it's balancing your hormones and putting you into where you're meant to be. And then with physical performance, oh my gosh, it's because you've increased your oxygen utilization.
That's the big thing, right?
Yes.
For performance.
Yep. And ATP production. Your energy is right there. And you could be an Iron Man, not that I ever would be, but
you look like you could, though.
Well,
you look really fit.
Yeah. I do a lot of yoga. Okay. But I've never been an endurance. I like endurance, but I would never do the running, the biking.
It's too much pounding, right?
Well, first of all, my kids would laugh listening to this because they don't think I know how to swim and they don't think I know how to ride a bike.
I'm like you. I can't swim either for the sake of my life. I can surf, but I'm not a good swimmer. Yeah, exactly. I just sink. Can't do it.
But it's your endurance. You don't bonk. That's the amazing thing, because once you're in ketosis, you're burning fat for energy. So you're not needing to refuel with your glucose.
So what goes on when you're doing like when I'm doing something this high intensity or something that's a long time exercising, whatever, you know how you get muscle cramps if you, and they say, oh, well, it's because, what do they say? It's the electrolytes and.
Well, it's lactic acid, and then it's also the electrolytes. Yes. You need to make sure you're taking extra electrolytes.
If you're working out for longer.
Yes. In general, in ketosis, your kidneys let go of sodium. So when you're eating the standard American diet, your body retains sodium and retains water.
Is that why people get bloated, right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, you look in the mirror the next morning after nachos and beer, you're going to look like a different person,
face
right?
Face is blown up.
But that's why the doctors say low sodium diet. Well, you'll see on the Prove It product, and they actually add in extra sodium because your kidneys let go of sodium and potassium and electrolytes. And when you're losing fat weight, those fat cells are where a lot of electrolytes are held. So you're losing electrolytes, and you need to make sure you replace them. So I make it mandatory for my clients to take the keto with a supplement called Oxalate, and you put it together, no sugar, no carbs in it. It's like an emergency, but much more.
So what is that other supplement?
It's Oxalate.
Oxalate. And what is that?
It's like an emergency packet, or, you know, those little electrolyte packets.
Oh, okay.
But it's full of minerals, amino acids, SOD, a whole bunch of other awesome stuff in there. And the bioavailability is much higher.
So they would go good with the Prove It.
Yeah, I brought you samples.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
Thank you.
Yeah. And mixing it together is the tastiest way to do it. So it works really well together.
So you can combine those two in a little shot glass, or
I do it over ice and water in a blender, and it's my morning smoothie. It's my breakfast.
Oh, really?
So
I imagine it dissolving much like salt would dissolve in water, or is it?
Yeah, there's it disappears.
Oh wow, okay.
It tastes really good, and then your brain's even, your blood sugar's stabilized. It helps people with insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes.
I was gonna say diabetes would be huge.
Within a month or two, your numbers will come down and your insulin sensitivity will come down. So you were talking about your client who couldn't get herself into ketosis.
Oh, right.
What's interesting is she probably is insulin resistant, or she led a life up until that point where she was.
Okay.
And so it's harder for her to get that insulin sensitivity back versus someone that may
have that.
Yeah. Everyone's different, and it will take everyone a certain amount of time to get that, reach that goal. But with the product, everyone gets there.
She was saying that people that are even eating just a standard diet can get into ketosis with this thing. Whereas she was eating a ketogenic diet for years and couldn't get into ketosis.
Right.
And she was saying that she's seen people that is just eating the worst, you know, pizzas and everything, and they can remain in ketosis.
They can. I wouldn't recommend it for most people. If someone's not committed to at least try for a low-carb diet, I'm not saying you need to do a ketogenic diet. But when you're feeding your body a ton of glucose or carbs and gluten and ketones, your brain doesn't know what to fuel off of. It's like,
it's
here's
confused,
the gas,
right?
And here's the diesel. Which machine, what, which one am I going to use?
That makes sense.
So I try to say, if you're doing the drink as your breakfast and you're hungry, stick to a higher fat, low carb meal for the next meal or so. At least that'll keep you in ketosis, because a high carb meal will kick you right out.
High carb meal. Okay. And that would be anything from pasta to pizza.
Yeah. For some people, just having 30 grams of carbs could kick someone out. So it depends on you.
Okay.
And there's different ways to test. You were mentioning the testing. Urine strips are very inaccurate. They might be accurate for the person who's just starting.
Okay.
So this is something interesting. I test myself with the blood glucose tester.
Okay.
Expensive. I don't expect anyone to do it, but because of what I do, I need to know.
You got to test yourself, yeah.
It tests the beta-hydroxybutyrate. Mm-hmm. That is what is in the product as a ketone. But you also are producing acetone as a ketone. Okay, so there's
what do you mean? Your body's doing that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So when they say you have keto breath, they're smelling the acetone on your breath.
Oh, I didn't even heard that. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Keto breath.
Keto breath.
Yep. No way.
So
that's funny.
They now have a ketonics breathalyzer where it measures your ketones. Well, it's measuring the acetone
in your breath.
Okay. So when I wake up, my breathalyzer will tell me I'm at a certain range because of the acetone.
Okay.
But the blood glucose would maybe say something a little different, because that is testing the beta hydroxybutyrate
in the blood. And then the urine would test something different as well.
The urine is not going to be accurate, because your body's only kicking out the ketones initially when you're first on the keto. Then once you're keto adapted, essentially your body's more adapted to using ketones for fuel, it stops kicking those out. So it won't give you a good read on through the urine.
I see what you're saying. So at the beginning, it's helpful and cheap.
I think
Dominic was saying that.
Yes.
It's at the beginning, that's kind of an easy thing to do.
It is. I don't even tell people to do that. If you want the ketonics is only $150 off of Amazon.
What is that?
That's the breathalyzer one.
Oh, that's the breathalyzer.
And you pay for it once, and then you can breathe into it all day long.
Do you have to get replacements, anything for that?
Not for a long time.
And what about the, I think Dr. D'Agostino was talking about, you could get some stuff at the local drugstore that will check your blood.
So that's the precision. That's the precision blood glucose monitor. So that was the one he was mentioning,
okay,
which is really cool too, because you can get the glucose strips and test your glucose on that same machine as the ketone strips.
How much is that thing? Is that expensive?
No, this is where they get you. That the little machine is not expensive. The ketone strips are about $4 to $5 each.
Oh,
so
that's
every
right.
time you test, but the glucose strips are 50 cents to a dollar, depending. Okay. So that's not that bad.
50 cents to a dollar. Okay, so if someone were to want to get started, how would they? What would be the first thing? Let's say let's say they're easing into a ketogenic diet. They purchase the Prove It ketones. There's lots of different ketones, but you like that one. And this seems to be, Dominic was talking about it too.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's say they get to Prove It ketones. They're moving into a ketogenic diet. What would be the testing? Like, how would they start testing? What would be the best thing?
I would say if you want to invest in the ketonics, that would be the best thing to do.
So that's $150 on Amazon. That's the one that tests your...
Yes, the breath. Acetone, the breath.
That's accurate, but, you think?
That is accurate. The beta hydroxybutyrate is going to kick you into ketosis. It's not going to give you the exact read of the beta hydroxybutyrate, but that will start kicking out some acetone. So that's okay. Where I was kind of like, so sometimes my level will definitely increase after I've taken the Prove It product, the keto.
What does that mean? Your level would increase?
My ketone level. So when I breathe into it before I drink the drink versus after.
Okay. So is that a good thing or?
Yes.
That's a good
thing.
Because
that's showing that I have more ketones in my body. My body's in ketosis.
Okay.
If I was to do it on the blood meter, it would be more exact. However, it's not realistic for anyone to go out there and get a blood glucose or ketone monitor and test your ketones every single day. If you want to do it once a week, awesome. And
yeah, that'd probably be good to do, right?
Yeah.
Then
the neat thing is, too, is that I've noticed that my ketone level has increased. It's easier for me to get into ketosis because you become keto adapted. So if you did this through just diet alone, you would have to eat 80 to 85% fat, 15% protein, and 5% carbs without cheating.
Without blueberries.
No banana, no blueberries, no nothing.
No, nothing.
And
that's no way to live.
No. And then if you get kicked out, it could take you up to a couple of weeks to get you back in there.
So I'm curious, this ketogenic diet is so interesting to me. I haven't done any testing or taken any products yet, but I'm moving my diet into that more. But I'm curious, like, this level of ketosis, I'm interested in how that came about and why, like, okay, so this is the range that you want to be in. How do they figure that out?
They haven't. And if you listen to most of the people that are in this field, everyone is happier and feels good at a different level.
Oh, okay.
So there are some days where I feel awesome and I look at my ketone level and it's only 0.7. I'm like, oh, I thought it would be higher.
Did you want it to be if it was 0.7?
Like 1.2.
Okay.
So you're in ketosis if you're 0.5 millimolars or above.
0.5 or above. Okay.
I wanted to also touch on the fact that type 1 diabetics are the only ones that are at risk for ketoacidosis, which is what a lot of people are hearing about the negative aspects of ketosis, right?
Oh, people are saying there's negative.
And in that
aspect,
that ketoacidosis stage is like 25 millimolars or above. So we're talking about around one. Okay.
0.5
to about 3 or 4.
Okay.
Dr. Dom I think he tends to be around between 1 and 3.
1 and 3. Okay.
I'm happy if I'm at 1. I'm feeling really good, but there are some days that I feel awesome and it's only 0.7. And then there's some days where I'm at 1.2 and I don't feel quite as good as I felt lower. But then, you know, with females, there's a lot of other stuff going
on.
So
you
don't know what's going on. But I tend to be between about 0.8 and I'd say 1.3.
Now, is that on the breathalyzer or the breath?
So the breathalyzer measures it in a different way, and I'm just looking for the red color.
Yeah, oh yeah, so, yeah, because that's what he said. There's just different colors.
Yes, so it's harder to tell exactly. So that's another thing that I'm trying to do is trying to match up if there's a number correlation with the one test to the
that makes sense.
Ketone blood test.
Okay, so those numbers that you're talking about here, the 0.7, the 1.2, those are all coming from blood.
Blood.
Now, is that like a little, like a diabetic thing where you just prick your finger?
Exact same thing.
And you can get the glucose strips. And then what are the other strips called?
The ketone strips.
Ketone strips.
Yep.
You can get those on
Amazon.
Amazon, right?
Absolutely.
But the drugstore wouldn't sell ketone strips, would they?
I have not looked. I'm an Amazon buyer.
Yeah, Amazon's the way to go.
It is the way to go. I honestly haven't been to a pharmacy or a drugstore in a very long time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with silver on hand, flowing
exactly
on tap.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. This ketogenic diet is really massive. We've talked to people who are using it for cancer, using it for so many different number of reasons. And the thing that's interesting to me is this idea of eating more fat, because as you know, I mean, fat's just been demonized. Everyone thinks if they eat fat, they're going to get fat. But it seems like our diet throughout our ancestry would have been, I mean, you look at wild food and you look like a wild apple. I mean, you probably never would have run into one in the wild. And if you did, there would be just these tiny little bitter things or, tart, you know, apples, but we would have eaten lots of fat and lots of protein.
And that's something that a lot of women are having a hard time with, is the idea of introducing more fat in their diet. And so when you said, how would you have someone start? I say, don't worry about the fat. Just eat low carb. And it also, with the MCT oil in the product, it's opening up new pathways in your body to start burning and utilizing fat for energy, where that probably has kind of been shut down, you know, because we haven't been eating enough fat. So there's this adaptive period where the product is getting you the end goal, and then you introduce the lifestyle slowly. And it was hard for me to introduce a lot more fat into my diet in the beginning, and it's much easier now. I definitely feel better. I feel better in my head and my body. Major difference. And so I would say that you start with the drink as your breakfast.
Okay.
You wait until you're hungry. That's a whole nother part of this. It's putting the six meals a day to shame. That's not how we're meant to eat. Our ancestors didn't eat that way.
Snacking all day long.
No, that's not giving your digestive system and your body to heal. So your body's either in a healing state or a fasting or into a feeding state.
But don't they say that if you eat more often, it regulates your blood sugar?
So they're wrong.
No, they can't be wrong.
I should say there's a study out there, like The Biggest Loser. All of those people, what they did was eat throughout the day, but lower their caloric intake by 20. So the study did six meals a day, lowered their caloric intake by 25%, and they lost some weight, but their metabolic rates really shut down. When you eat a ketogenic style diet and eat one or two big meals a day and give you that intermittent fasting period where you're not eating breakfast.
Huge.
It actually upregulates the metabolic rate.
It makes sense, because if you think about our ancestry, we would have had food in abundance for 3 or 4 days, and then we may have gone 3 or 4 more days without eating, or very scarce foods. Right. So your body would constantly be able to sort of make, like homeostasis out of that middle ground where you'd have these spikes of eating. So it makes sense. But it's funny, because in the mainstream, it makes sense what they're saying too. Oh, if you eat more often, it regulates your blood sugar. But the question is, why do we have these issues with our blood sugar to begin with?
Right. You know? So it's not about blood sugar. It's all about insulin. And when insulin is being released, your body's storing fat. Well, when is insulin being released? When you're eating sugar, carbs, gluten, even protein to some extent.
Okay.
When are you not releasing insulin? When you're fasting or when you're eating fat? You release very little. And when you're not releasing insulin, your body is using fat for energy and not storing it. And then it's also turning off the bad genes in your body and upregulating the good genes and going through this process, which I believe Dr. Dom mentioned was just called autophagy, where your body essentially is sacrificing those cells that are sick and cleaning those out. And so with the silver, then you're oxygenating your blood and helping that process work even more efficiently.
So the silver helps to bring oxygen in as well.
Yes.
It's interesting. We just did a show with Stephen Huer, and he was talking all about the Andreas oils, and he was saying,
I took mine this morning.
Oh, did you really?
So I actually carry those. I was laughing when I was listening to the podcast, because he's fascinating.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting though that he was saying, I mean, we didn't really talk about ketosis or ketogenic on that show, but I mean, it's the same principle where you have this oil, this fat that's helping to deliver oxygen, which basically is what the ketogenic diet is all about.
Exactly.
High fat.
And so then you make sure you have the right fats.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and he was talking about the One World Way, and which is a staple in our house as well.
Oh yeah, I love
that
stuff.
And But what's interesting, you don't need as much protein when you're in keto.
When you're in keto. Okay. So what about people that say, oh, you need this much protein to build muscle and all
that? I talked to a bodybuilder yesterday, actually. And he said, well, I don't need to eat. What do I eat after my workout? You're telling me I don't need to eat? And I said, well, when you're in keto, your body recycles protein and it maintains muscle mass. If you think about our ancestors, if they haven't eaten for 3 days and they need to go kill some meat, are you going to get scrawny and skinny and lose your muscle mass to go do that? No, you're going to maintain that muscle mass and actually increase brain and physical energy so you can go do it. Mm-hmm. People, they give the keto to people, to cancer patients that are wanting to make sure they don't lose that muscle mass. So you actually maintain muscle mass. You don't need to eat as much protein, which is
great, because protein is very difficult on the system.
It's very difficult. And that was something that I struggled with, thinking that I needed to eat a ton of protein. My kidneys and liver did not like it at one time in my life.
So, you tried to eat a lot and you just weren't doing well.
No. I thought I felt good, but I probably was feeling better because naturally that meat had extra fat in it.
And by eating that meat, you weren't eating carbs
exactly,
or pasta and stuff.
Right.
So you could have felt better just from that too.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you don't have to eat as much protein, which is huge, because I used to go through that one more away stuff like crazy.
I know.
And now I just do, I just do like half a scoop.
Yep.
You know, and that does well for me.
Yeah.
So are you a fan of the what do you call that? This, the big craze these days with the coffee and the butter.
The butter coffee?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is that I used to drink coffee. I now go and make my cup of coffee. I take two sips and I dump it out. So
really?
Because I don't need it with the keto.
So you don't need it to sort of wake up and feel spry? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Okay. So the keto has a little caffeine in it, or one of the versions do. Plus it just turns your body on, and I don't need it. I like the smell. I like the taste
of coffee.
That's because I just have had it forever.
Yeah.
But I start drinking it, and about the third sip, I'm like, ugh, it's not doing anything for me. So,
wow.
So I never really got into it just because it's not part of my routine.
Is there an aspect of, with the ketogenic, or I'm sorry, with the Prove It, with those ketone packets, is there an aspect of appetite suppression?
Yes.
So you can get up and have that in water and just feel good
well,
for a few hours.
It stabilizes your blood sugar right away. And the reason that people are starving in the morning is they've fasted all night. They could have had a high carb meal at dinner, right? Raise their blood sugar, which then it just dives down overnight.
They go to sleep on all that.
Yeah. And then you wake up and you need something like a piece of toast or a banana to pick your level right back up again. So if you're in ketosis and you have a low carb meal at night, you wake up and you're still kind of right here. And people who say that they wake up in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 in the morning, it's either because their blood sugar's dropped or their liver's clogged. That's one question I always ask clients.
That's interesting.
Are you waking up in the middle of the night? And is it between 2, 3, and 4 in the morning? Because that's a sign that their liver needs a little cleansing.
So when you're asking them, are you asking them, do they just wake up or do they have to wake up to go pee? Like, are you asking them?
Yeah. So
about
if they can't sleep anymore.
Okay.
You know, if they have to go to the bathroom, that's...
So something what do you different. Say it is? It's a liver stagnation clog issue and then a blood sugar spike.
Yes, both, or one or the other. So if you, I know for me, if I drink a glass of wine the night before, I will wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that happens to me too.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
If I do it, it's much earlier in the day, like midday kind of thing.
Yeah.
But this morning I had, I make this really, it's funny. It's like it. You probably go through these stages too, where the simple things that you do become more and more complex, but they're really fun to do. So this morning I had my coffee drink and I found that I can't really do any more than 4 ounces of coffee.
Uh-huh.
Or else I start getting weird. So I have about, you know, just a regular 8 ounce sort of mug and I put 4 ounces of coffee and I fill the rest with like a mushroom tea.
Right.
And then I boil that. And then I add a bunch of fat to that. Like I add coconut butter and coconut oil. What else do I add? Sometimes I'll add a little cashew butter. I'll put some of the collagen in there and a little half scoop of One More Away, some chocolate powder. And you know, they have at Whole Foods, I've been buying that duck fat. Have you seen that? And the beef tallow.
Yeah.
So I've been adding that in there, and it's just like this fat explosion. And I haven't eaten anything. I mean, it's, let's see, it's 10:30 now in the morning, and I could go a few more hours.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no sugar in it. I think I put some monk fruit in there for some sweetener, but it's amazing how I haven't eaten since, you know, 6 o'clock last night. Yeah. Really a real meal.
So you're probably in ketosis in a bit, because all of that is a very ketogenic meal. And Dr. Dom, I listened to him enough to where the question was asked, you know, do you consider that food? And he said, absolutely.
What to be food?
What you just had. Because it's including the fats, and that is a meal. So I consider the keto as your breakfast. And does breakfast need to be at 9 or 8 in the morning? No. Breakfast is your quote-unquote first meal of the day where you're breaking your fast.
Uh-huh.
So it could be at 11 o'clock. Most people, when I say that you're not going to eat your real food until about noon, they look at me like I've got a third eye.
Really?
But once they're on the day one on the keto, they're sitting there going, I'm not hungry.
So your clients will come to you and you'll recommend that or tell them they should try this.
Yes.
And they just think you're nuts.
What the keto does for my clients is makes everything else easier for them. The silver, the detox powder, because then I also have them on a Flora Balance, which is a soil-based organism probiotic, where it goes through and it's like the gardener clearing out the weeds, clearing the landscape before repopulating. Kills salmonella, E. coli, all the candida, people with candida issues. It really goes after candida.
Bloating, like yeast infections and stuff.
And people who take it, even like my dad, who doesn't know why they feel better, but they feel better, but I'll just take it.
That's awesome that your dad does that.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I mean, it is. A lot of people just won't even try new things.
Oh, it took him a while.
Did it? A little coercion?
Yeah, it did. But, God bless him.
So then I
have them get on a probiotic that I have as well to then repopulate the gut. So here I am cleaning out the blood, cleaning out the digestive system, but then also healing the leaky gut. Most Americans have some sort of leaky gut from whatever. I don't, you know, how many years did you not do the right thing?
So, 27.
Exactly. I mean, so you've got some holes in your gut probably.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
And I definitely did. And when you have holes in your gut, those food particles that may be healthy, could be a piece of lettuce or a piece of from your greens or whatever that doesn't get broken down and gets goes through the holes of your intestines into the bloodstream, your body goes, oh my God, what is this? I don't understand what this foreign piece of protein is.
And it could have been healthy, but because of that issue.
Yes. And I know John Bergman's talked about this with
you,
where then your body has this autoimmune response and attacks it. And then there's inflammation throughout the body. So inflammation is what we want to get rid of throughout the body.
And that's what ketosis does, right? That's part of it.
So between the ketosis and the silver and the collagen, all three are extremely anti-inflammatory. So you're getting it from every end. And I'm the type where one thing doesn't fix all. If you package it together and your body will start healing itself. You reduce the inflammation. You reduce the autoimmune response. I mean, your body, I found with me, I suffered from salmonella and for so many years. I think that was part of my biggest issue a long time ago.
Really?
If I eat chicken that's not organic, I think my body just automatically has this autoimmune response. And the chicken could be fine. But because my body has had that in the past, it has memory of it.
It snaps into that.
So
interesting.
With the healing of the gut, between the soil-based organism, the Latera Flora, which is what it's called, and then the probiotic and the silver and the detox.
So the soil-based organisms, sorry to interrupt, the soil-based organisms is what you said kills infections and candida and stuff.
Yes.
And then you're also adding in the probiotics on top of that to help repopulate.
Yes. So the soil-based organism is essentially what's in the dirt. That's why they say eat dirt, it's okay.
Okay.
Because those organisms are the ones that go after the E. coli, salmonella, all the really nasty bugs in your gut and the populations that have made their nice little home in there. And then the probiotic goes in and then repopulates with the good stuff.
Interesting. So it's almost like an antibiotic in a sense.
Kind of, in a way. And then with the silver going through the blood, because the silver cleans out your blood. Silver doesn't really get down into the gut. So good thing is the silver really won't kill your probiotics because it never really gets down into the gut, right?
It never gets down in there. Okay. Because it gets absorbed way before that.
Yes. And going straight into your bloodstream.
Interesting.
And then the keto, because normally if you put people on this and say, cut the sugar out, good luck. And they're all addicted to sugar, which we all know is more addictive than cocaine, right?
I know.
So you get on the keto and that makes it so that your blood sugar is stable. You're able to go, okay, I actually feel like I can do this. And then they go through the detoxing system and rebuilding your whole gut and your whole system. Meanwhile, the keto is reducing the inflammation throughout your body, helping your physical performance so that you can actually work out and feel good about it. You can actually make the right decision when you're eating. You remember to take your stuff when
you forget things.
Kind of all works together.
Interesting. So it's a combo kind of deal. It's interesting because does the colloidal silver, you know, stuff you can get at a health food store, does that enter into the gut and destroy stuff in there?
It's taken the same way.
Because I imagine since it's bigger, it would make its way down in there, which is not a good thing.
Right.
I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, good question. I think you're not taking a huge dose anyway, but they do ask for you to keep it in your mouth to absorb the same way. Before I knew about the accelerated silver, I tried a colloidal silver and I never felt any different. I never bought a second bottle of it.
Yeah, I've tried a couple different kinds and I think I had a couple years ago, it's almost like a reoccurring infection, like a pharyngitis. It was really bad. And so I nebulized garlic juice along and I mixed it with colloidal silver. And there were some pretty powerful reactions I had to that, but it was just like a little bit, you know how that little reservoir is really small and the thing, and that works really well. But interesting to nebulize the silver that you're talking about, because I imagine if it's got, what is it, 8,000 times or 100% absorption?
100% absorption.
Yeah, that's interesting. 100% absorption. If that's the case, then it's just going through and cleaning your blood up of everything.
Yeah. I mean, wait till you see the video. It's in the video doesn't lie. I mean, essentially what your blood's on speed. It's just like, it's happy. The cells are happy. They're just racing off the page.
So it's almost like a combo. What you're recommending people is a combo with keto principles, along with the detoxification of the silver, the probiotics, the SBO and the colon, cleanse kind of idea.
And then it's important to take the oxalate with the keto for your electrolytes. And for the person that doesn't like to take vitamins, it is your multivitamin. Mm-hmm. You know, most people probably need more just because our soils are so depleted, but at least you're getting a good basis in there and it has all of the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and then the electrolytes.
You know, it's really interesting with me moving towards more of a ketogenic diet. And I'm sure you know this too. We were talking earlier about appetite suppression.
Yeah.
And the cool thing too is with that, it's like it changes your desire and your addictions because you're not hungry. Like your addiction will only kick in once you start getting, you're not satiated anymore. So you're hungry and then you're hungry and then those candida parasites, whatever, start craving sugar.
Exactly.
But for me, it's like, it's been amazing. I eat probably a third less than or two thirds less than I used to.
Yep.
I used to wake up and I used to have three or four bowls of cereal, you know, three pieces of toast with peanut butter on it and orange juice. I mean, my God, I can't believe I used to do that.
I know. And then you just would drop at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out why I was so tired. And I was, you know, 24 years old. Why am I so tired?
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. And when people say, oh, Sarah, you're no fun. You're not enjoying life. I'm like, well, actually, I'm enjoying life more because I'm not thinking about food. I'm actually enjoying the people I'm with. I'm enjoying the party I'm at. I'm enjoying the activity I'm doing. I'm enjoying the smiles on my kids' faces. I'm not worried about making lunches, making dinners, whatever. And then when I do get to sit down and eat, I'm totally relaxed. I'm eating when I want to eat. I'm not racing in the car,
stressed
from appointment,
out.
Shoving down a protein bar or whatever. It's not a thing. And it's great. And I've seen a difference in my kids too, and my husband. It's all,
that's awesome.
We actually save money on food because we're not buying the junk anymore. We dry, you know, we buy some.
But you're not buying as much.
No, not as much. Yeah. And you're right. You're not eating as much and you're squeezing your feeding times into a smaller window of time, which your body is just so thankful. If you think about it, having an appointment or performing in school or at work or on the bicycle or whatever it is, you want your energy in your brain and your muscles. You don't want your energy and your blood flow down in your stomach for digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So it only makes sense that you have a feeding time. And when you do eat, sit down and really take in what you're taking in.
Yeah.
I mean, enjoy it, bless it, really appreciate what it is.
That's huge. That could be just as big as all this keto stuff.
Absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's
I really
a big
do.
Thing.
It's opening that door for you to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And people are so locked into when's my next meal? What am I going to have? And, you know, I've got sugar addicted people and, you know, friends and extended family. And it's so funny because it's every activity is all about, okay, well, where are we going to lunch? Where are we going to dinner? Or let's have a picnic and take lunch and
glass of wine or yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, how about let's just go on a walk or
yeah, just hang
just
out.
Hang.
Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing, but
yeah, no, that's a big deal. People, you know, it's funny that you said that about people saying to you that, you know, you don't enjoy life, but really, I mean, how could you, you know, you look at how you used to be and
yeah.
people are, and it's like, they're just, it's like a ball and chain. When
exactly.
am I going to get my next meal? And that's not really enjoying life.
And you didn't feel good.
You feel
right?
horrible.
You felt horrible. You're tired and you're exhausted and you don't yeah. want to move.
Falling
and,
asleep at work
yeah.
at the keyboard, just falling asleep.
No, I went into an office and talked to a whole bunch of women and every single one of them is like, oh my gosh, at 3 o'clock, what am I going to do? I can't keep my eyes open for the last 2 hours. And now they're all on this stuff and they feel great.
Wow.
They are more productive. They're happier. I've had multiple people say, I feel more social. This is really weird. I actually
wow.
am. I'm a quiet, shy person. I'm coming out of my shell and feeling more social. I had a guy say, why don't I need my reading glasses today? And it's because the inflammation in their eyes have gone down.
Wow.
So there's a lot of anti-aging stuff. Hair gets better. Skin gets better. And you throw in the collagen and you're going to have fantastic skin and arthritic pain goes away.
Yeah, joint health and mm-hmm. all of that, right?
Yep.
What a lot of people don't realize is I'm sure this is what the collagen's doing. A lot of people think collagen for the skin and that's great. But there's also skin on the inside.
Yeah.
So your skin of your digestive tract, the skin
exactly.
on, you know, separating one organ from another, that's all internal
yeah.
skin.
So your cells, the collagen is actually the communicator between cells. So think of your cells as you age as a balloon that's just kind of getting flat like a pancake.
Okay.
And so how are these cells communicating to each other when they're flat and the collagen's seeping out as you age? So you reintroduce that collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin, you're pumping those cells back up and pumping up those balloons, they're communicating better. So not only is your skin going to be better, your hair is going to be better, your joints are going to feel better, it repairs nerve damage, it repairs all of your organs, helps with the evenness and the softness of your skin, helps with digestion. Collagen, it, like you said, is huge in digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And your brain. Everything anti-inflammatory throughout the whole body.
Gosh, why didn't we grow up eating like this? Could you imagine? Well, your kids are on a good path.
Right.
I mean, I was 27 when I started.
Yeah. And I was about 30. So,
yeah. So it's like, wow, what a cool jumpstart your kids have.
I hope so. And I think they appreciate it because like I said, they know what it feels like to feel bad.
Yeah.
And they really do. And, it's funny because even with so my one daughter is on the keto, I told you, but now all three are.
Oh, really?
And my middle daughter, who has asthma and allergies and all that fun stuff, hated to run, hates to run, wouldn't even run 5 minutes down the block. And then my two other kids are great runners. I shouldn't say great, but at least normal.
Yeah.
And she's doing the keto now, and she is enjoying, she's not a top runner, but she's enjoying track and field, which is blowing me away because she's actually wanting to go.
Enjoying it.
Enjoying it. But she said she can breathe better. She said it's definitely helped her breathing and her asthma. So between the silver, which helps the breathing, and then the keto, which also helps with the oxygen utilization because she doesn't need as much oxygen to actually perform, and the muscles are not building up the lactic acid, she feels great.
Wow.
And then my son, he was taking it before. So he used to take a scoop of One World Whey before and after his polo practices.
Okay.
Now he does keto, half protein.
Oh, wow.
Before and after. And when he first started it, he goes, "It's really weird, Mom. I don't need that break in between sets."
Oh, really?
He says, "There's no, I don't need a recovery time." I said, "Well, that's because your muscles don't need recovery. They're not breaking down. The muscles are protected."
Yeah, they're not producing as much lactic acid, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's then the next day you feel great waking up.
Yeah, because it's that lactic acid that gets built into the muscles that causes them to be sore the next day, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so if it's not producing as much lactic acid, and isn't there some connection between lactic acid and cancer? Because it's the acid.
Yes.
Acidosis, yes. And all of that.
Yep.
So yeah, because I knew a guy who, this was probably 10 years ago, and he was a big runner. He used to be a teacher at San Clemente High School just down the street, and he was a big runner, ran marathons a lot, and he had some kind of cancer, and he ended up dying from it. But I just remember thinking reading something at the time about so much lactic acid built up with all those years of running that
The
can't be good.
The long endurance athletes, you look at the cyclists, like at the end of the Tour de France. We watch the Tour de France every year. My husband and his brothers are into cycling.
Uh-huh.
And you look at the faces of these athletes before they start the race and after, and they just look drawn and aged. And it's because there's so many free radicals in the body. Exercise is healthy, but it's a stress on the body, and your body's not meant to do too much. And I've noticed that with my own body. So this is another interesting point on the keto that just reminded me. You don't need to work out as much to get the same results.
Ooh, good.
Yeah. So you're going to feel like you want to because you have so much more energy and you want and your personal records are going to be blown away.
Yeah.
But you can take a couple days and just go on a walk and still get that same result as you did before when you're working out a lot harder.
That's interesting. I like that.
And then it also calms your mind down, your brain. Improves your serotonin and GABA levels.
So your sleep is probably better too.
Your sleep's better, gets people off of their Prozacs and their antidepressants and anxiety drugs. It's been phenomenal for mental health.
Golly, that's crazy.
But so as far as the antioxidants and the free radicals go for endurance athletes, too much is not a good thing. And it really ages you because it turns your body acidic when you're working out.
Because you need those acids. Because I was reading somewhere where it's the acidity in seeds that cause them to sprout and have that explosion of life and to use that energy to come up. And I think it's probably the same way with athletes. Cause, I read, are you familiar with a guy by the name of Dean Karnazes?
No.
I love these kind of guys. I would never do what they do, but the mindset of what they do just completely fascinates me. And so he's a guy that, he's from here. He lives up in San Francisco, but on his 30th birthday, he was sitting in a bar and his life was going nowhere. And is that kind of a story. So he's getting somewhat drunk at a bar and he decides to go for a run. And then he just finds out that he's really good at it. And he's just running and running. And so I think he ran for 8 hours or something.
Oh my gosh.
And so now he's this ultra marathon endurance athlete. So he'll run. He just did something recently where he ran a marathon a day in 50 days in 50 different states. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
But I look at a guy like that and I think, that can't be good for, like you were talking about acidosis and lactic acid and aging, because you're creating so much stress inside the body.
Our ancestors didn't do that. They'd sprint. They'd sprint after their meal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you follow Mark Sisson or
he's awesome,
Dr. Mercola.
Yeah.
You know, high intensity workouts. Yeah. Well, they're not long term workouts. They're mm-hmm. short bursts of energy, and that's what we were supposed to do. Who ran a marathon?
I know, right?
Back in the day, you'd walk until you saw the piece of meat that you wanted to kill, and then you'd chase it.
Uh-huh.
But you wouldn't necessarily run for 26 miles to get there.
Right. They do in Africa. Have you heard of subsistence hunting? I think it's called persistence hunting. Well, they do run. They'll chase down an animal for just hours upon hours because animals aren't able to endure like humans are.
Right.
But it wasn't really a thing. It wasn't something that was like we do today. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Ultra marathon, man.
And it really, it's funny because especially in Southern California, I'm sure you come across these people that go from one workout to the next.
Yeah.
And I'll be in my yoga class and see a friend and say, oh, what'd you do this morning? She goes, oh, I just went to spin and now I'm doing this. And
oh, wow.
It's like back to back. And then she's not as fit as she would like to be. So she's not getting the results she wants to get. But she's, when you exercise too much, you're actually down regulating your metabolic rate too.
Like eating, right?
Yeah. So
that would be like eating too often.
Right.
Okay.
So
how are you doing that when you're exercising? You're causing your body to sort of.
You
get used to it, or
your body is a smart machine. You could not eat for a couple days because you're stressed out. Your body's not going to lose a ton of weight because it knows that it needs to focus on whatever the stressor is.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get the results you want when your hormones are in balance. And it's not just the testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. It's the insulin. And it's the cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Cortisol, if that's high in your body, you're not going to lose weight. For most Americans, they're saying, I'm eating all the right things. I'm doing all the right things. Well, I'm driving to LA on a commuting to LA every day and back. I'm on 4 hours of sleep. I can't.
Stressed out.
I don't understand why I can't lose weight. Your body's not going to let go of a cent or a pound or anything because that cortisol is running high and it's burning out your adrenals. And I know you talked to John about the adrenal thyroid connection, mm-hmm. which is amazing because if you're not getting proper sleep and settling down and giving your body that rest. And I think it was him that looked at it in the way where you are prepping your body during the day with all your activity for the recovery and rebuild during night. So the sleep is super important. And I was never a believer in that. I'm the first person to admit that I'd say, I'll just get up and pound it out the next morning, regardless of getting no sleep.
You'll sleep when you're dead.
Yes.
Everyone says that, right?
Right. But your body, that's when your body's doing the restorative parts and rebuilding your body.
So do you find personally that you need less sleep or you feel better? Like, let's say you still need 8 hours, but you just feel much better after 8 hours.
I probably sleep the same amount, but I probably don't need as much sleep as I used to. And they say that when you're in keto, you don't need as much. But most people will report that they're sleeping better when they're in ketosis.
I would imagine so because I would imagine also the principle. I mean, it's not like this, it's a Bible or anything, but I imagine there's a principle of eating many hours before bed still holds true with keto.
Yeah.
So you'd want to eat 6 o'clock and then go to bed at, 10 or something.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What I was going to say, I was going to ask you about, do you cheat at all? Like if you do cheat, what do you?
We
all have to cheat, don't we?
We do. But for me, it's so interesting because I've had such a rotten gut.
Yeah.
That if I'm having a good day, my stomach feels great, I'll cheat.
Okay.
No problem. If I'm not, it's not worth it to me because it just doesn't feel good.
If you're already not feeling good,
I'm already not, or I can just tell that my system's just a little weak today for whatever reason, I won't. But you know, I used to be a huge ice cream, like cold desserts are my thing.
Me too.
So I now get the non-dairy versions.
I get the Larry and Luna's. Do you ever get that? It's like the coconut.
Those. Yep. I've seen those. And then there's the Halo. There's a whole bunch of brands.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
So.
Yeah, I like that stuff. But what do you think about the USDA recommended allowance of sugar? They say that 25 grams of sugar is... So what's weird about this is that keto obviously is way low sugar, right?
Right.
But they're saying 25 grams of sugar is the max that you can... Yeah. That the average adult should have. That's way... Like one granola bar sometimes is like 18.
I'm super impressed that they came up with that, because one apple is 15 grams of sugar, right? So
is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
So one thing that people don't realize is fructose in general, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or fruit in an apple and fructose from fruit, is that fructose is metabolized in the liver. So it goes straight into fat, but it also triggers the brain into saying, I'm more hungry. So you're actually more hungry after eating the apple than you are before. So when you cut the fruit out, you're also cutting out a lot of the sugars. I think that is a lot of sugar. I wouldn't eat that much sugar in the day, probably.
That many grams, you mean?
That many grams of sugar.
How much do you think you eat in a day? If you were to put carbs, it in grams.
I eat unlimited amounts of vegetables. And so however many would be in
like zucchini and that kind of those kinds of things.
And salads and all the vegetables. So I don't limit myself on that.
What does a daily food intake look like for you?
So I'll have my keto in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then when I'm hungry, I'll either, if it's just a snack time, I'll grab a handful of nuts. Or I'll do a salad if I can actually sit down and have a salad with some nuts and dressing and maybe a little protein.
And your body can process the green leafies like pretty well?
Yes. But depending on the day, I mean, sometimes that doesn't happen until 2 p.m. And okay. Then I'll have my big meal at dinner, and it's a fatty fish. It's the organic chicken with skin on it.
The skin, you want to eat the skin of the chicken?
You do. It's collagen.
I never really think about that. Okay.
I know. And that's also giving you the healthy fats. So you don't want the skinless, boneless chicken breast anymore.
Oh, so whatever they're conveniently making for us, you want to go against that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So we always have a good amount of 20 avocados in our kitchen, and our kids are very good at making guacamole. So we always have guacamole handy. And I usually do a vegetable with coconut oil and roast it or barbecue it, and then a protein and then a salad.
So with let's say you have like a midday salad with some meat on it, would that be like chicken or fish or something?
Typically, fish, or sometimes I'll just do a ton of nuts and avocado. And,
with the salad or something.
Yeah, and keep the protein only to my dinner.
Okay.
Depending on the day and depending on what's going on. You know, like I said, you don't need as much protein. I used to eat a ton of protein, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, protein bars and that sort of thing, and I just don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, geez. I mean, yeah, protein, 3 meals a day on top of carbs, 3 meals a day too. It's crazy. So your dinner would be some sort of either salad or cooked vegetable and some kind of cooked meat.
Yeah.
Have you ever toyed around with like the raw meat stuff? A lot of people do that.
I haven't.
No?
I mean, I'm not afraid of sushi, but I've never done the raw beef. We don't eat a lot of beef.
Yeah.
I don't eat pork.
Yeah.
If it's grass-fed organic beef, I'll eat it on a special occasion.
Yeah. More like fish and white meat.
And things. And we'll do lamb.
Okay.
We do lamb. And if anyone wants to pay for the bison, I'll do that.
Oh, I know, right? So expensive. That's interesting. Yeah, a lot of people have talked about, I know a guy that was talking about the raw meat, and he says it just changed his whole life.
Well, it's easier to digest.
Yeah,
for
that
sure.
Makes sense. Less concentrated and all of that. So it sounds like do you do any eggs?
I do eggs. Sometimes I'll have them for the lunch meal.
Okay.
Or my quote unquote breakfast that's later in the day.
So that would be, I mean, these things in nature, because you said that about the skin of the chicken. And so I don't know why, but I just, it's one of those unconscious things that I always do. I just don't eat the skin.
Well, that's what we were taught.
I don't do it because I'm just not thinking.
Try it. It's really good.
Yeah, I imagine it's really good.
It's funny because I used to take the skin off of my chicken, and now I'm taking the skin off of my kid's chicken and eating it and hoping that they don't notice that theirs is missing.
That's funny.
We fight over the skin.
What about like when you do salmon? You eat the salmon skin?
I do.
You do?
I do. I love the skin. Okay. Not because of health reasons. I just love the skin.
Interesting.
But it is healthy. It's full of the omegas.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's something good to... Gosh, it's like...
Yeah.
I never really thought of that. So you were saying that you're referencing a lot of the people that you work with, clients and things. And you work with people... through your website, and how does that all that works?
So I've got some people that just want to go through my website and buy the silver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got people that want my whole program. And I give 1 hour of a free consultation and getting them set up on a program.
If they want to sign up for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they want to then continue with ongoing health coaching sessions, I do that for a fee.
Okay. And you can do that through Skype. Do you do that?
I can do that through, usually it's just over the phone or in person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So people can contact you from New York or anywhere, all over the nation or world, I guess.
Yep.
Interesting. And so, so your website's Accelerated Silver.
Accelerated
Health Products.
Health Products, ACC.
Okay. Accelerated Health Products, and they can get the silver and a lot of the stuff, the ketones we're just talking about. Do you sell any of the keto testing kits and things?
I will sell like a 5-pack for people to just try out.
Okay.
If they want to try that. And I include the oxalant, so they're mixing it the proper way that I want them to do it.
Okay.
And then I go through how to do it. I supply a food list and just general instructions. I also really like to get to know my client, even if they're not going to be a health coaching client, but just to make sure I know what their issues are so I can help tool them. Because if the bodybuilder that called me yesterday, I'm not going to tell him to take the keto and my supplements the same way I'm going to tell the 30-year-old mom who just wants to lose 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a different format and how to do it. And if you've had your gallbladder taken out, if you have acid reflux, if you've got hormonal issues, there's a lot of retooling and a lot of factors that go in, and that I like to see things as a big picture and not just blindly let people order. They're welcome to.
Yeah.
But I'd like to provide that if they need it.
Well, that's cool. I mean, because obviously the diet and the supplements are a part of the entire person.
Yes.
We just had someone on the other day who was talking about mold issues, and she had some fungal infections in her sinuses, and
it
took her years to figure out that was the cause of stuff. And I mean, it's just what people are exposed to these days. It's just, sometimes there's so much going on that, you know, you wouldn't know about unless you did what you do, is work with people individually.
Yeah. And there's all these little factors where someone will think they told me everything, and then in a third email, they mentioned something that's like, could you have told me that?
By the way, I had my gallbladder removed. I forgot to tell you.
Right. And, or I was in that car accident, or.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors that kind of go in, and it's a puzzle. But what I've noticed is that this program that I've come up with essentially takes care of, I'd say, 90% of it. And then if there's something still bothering the person or is not getting corrected, then let's add in something else. So I also do provide, a line of Ayurvedic supplements and Chinese herbal supplements.
Oh, good.
So I've schooled myself a little bit in that, and a person's constitution. So that can have a big way on how I would treat a client if they're, you know, of a certain constitution versus another one.
Like you were saying with your kids, they're all different.
They're all different. So for instance, this isn't going to mean anything to you, but according to Chinese medicine, my husband's double fire. Well, guess what I am? Double water. Exact opposite. He's pepper, I'm salt. And our kids are like a combination of in between.
Yeah.
And so the way he needs to eat is exactly the opposite of me as far as timing, and he can't do the intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
He's got his digestion's on fire first thing in the morning. He's got to have his eggs.
Right.
And that's the way he works. That's not my situation. That's my digestion's always going to be slow and always going to run a little quote unquote cold. Mm-hmm. So I've got to burn it up and fire it up.
Interesting.
To get it twerking.
So I saw on your website you have a bunch of different ailments that you've helped people with. Explain some of what those are. You've seen some turnarounds, and like it looks like just the list goes on and on.
Oh goodness. Well, pneumonia. We use the silver in the nebulizer.
Pneumonia.
Strep throat, staph infection, warts. All that stuff can be taken care of with the silver topically and internally. I'm trying to think of what else is on my website.
Yeah, I was looking at the list, and it was like those big columns, right, of all the different things:
blood sugar, blood pressure,
digestion,
acid reflux.
Gosh, if you really think about it, everything goes back to digestion anyway.
It does, and that's what's so amazing. And it makes me so frustrated when you go to the doctor and you have acid reflux, they give you Prilosect. That's just going to make the matter worse. And that's going after one little symptom and not correcting the problem.
Uh-huh.
And that's typically, that's how they do it, but they don't have the time to do anymore. So
you mean the doctor or the
doctor,
patient?
Yeah. The doctor doesn't have time to spend with the patient to actually get into a more holistic and whole body systemic solution. And I believe everything is systemic.
And those Prilosecs, man. Oh gosh. Oh. Like the girl I was telling you about a couple of days ago with the fungal infection, she was, I think she was on some sort of Prilosec or Tums for 10 years. 10 years. Could you imagine what that did to her gut and her acid in her stomach? And
yeah, I know.
That's tough.
I know. And then they get to an older age. There's no turning back.
You can't recreate. I mean, I guess you can.
You can. There's ways to, and there's very natural, cheap things to do. I mean, mm-hmm. I tell people if they don't want to buy a supplement, go get some baking soda and put it in your water.
Yeah. Do that instead of Prilosec.
Aloe vera.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some natural remedies that you can go and it will change the way you feel within a day or two.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah. So exciting. So, acceleratedhealthproducts.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's me.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Justin.
Appreciate it. Oh, and one final thing before we close out the show, I want to let you guys know about, if you want to dig deeper and go further into your health challenges and health questions, we are developing, really excited about this, a membership community. It's a private, exclusive online membership community where we're going to be free of, oh gosh, government control, or free of the powers that be from intruding into what we can do in there. And it's an exclusive online community for those of you that want to go deeper and get access to two really great medical doctors. Actually, one is a medical doctor, former medical anesthesiologist. The other is a naturopath of over 40 years, and we're going to be letting you guys have access to them, and they're going to be taking your health questions. They'll answer your health questions on a monthly basis. We're going to be doing webinars. We're going to be doing online training. We're going to be doing lessons, classes, and all kinds of really cool things inside the membership community. So if you guys would like to get to the root cause of your health issues and figure out what's really going on with your health and how to achieve peak performance and optimal health with endless amounts of energy, you can join our community, and it's really an amazing place. And I'm so proud to be a part of this amazing place. And if you guys would like access to this community, go to this show page. It's called Perpetual Healing. And the idea is that our bodies are always healing, always, 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 always achieving homeostasis and finding balance. We just need to get in line with what our body's already doing. So I'm so proud to work with these two amazing people. After all the people that I've interviewed, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the top medical doctors, authors and researchers and scientists, I finally found two people that I feel very confident about working with. And so I'm really, really excited to share this with you. So the website is called Perpetual Healing, and you can join at any time. If you would like access to it, just go to extremehealthradio.com/465 and I will give you access. There'll be a link on that page. So thanks for listening. So thanks for checking it out.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment slash cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader slash viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.